Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and ClearVista Financial are not affiliated. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions.
Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of the Spend Life Well show, our podcast about financial topics in the context of biblical wisdom. I am your host, Mark Trice. I'm here with my co-host here, Matthew Boudreau.
Hello.
And Jesse Hamilton.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome, guys. Glad you're able to join us. Matt, give us a recap of what we were visiting about last episode as it kicks off into our... I should say that we're walking through the book Surviving a Financial Meltdown, which is written by Ron Blue and Jeremy White. And last week we were going through a few things that Matt's going to tell us about and remind us about.
Yeah. So last episode, we went through the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis and what he had to face, what he had to overcome, and ultimately how success was built through his life on some principles that he had. And I think we wrapped up that episode by talking about financial wellness, financial fitness, and how to carry that over into our lives. And so today, we're going to translate that too. And Jesse, I'll let you take over here. And
sure. So today we're going to talk about setting goals. So that's the next thing that Joseph did in his story. And our first point today, I'm going to go ahead and read our scripture for the day. It is Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. If you trust him to do so, God promises to put the right desires in your heart.
So how many of you guys have ever done goal setting where you've written down your goals?
I have a lot of goals in my head. Writing down is a whole nother story.
Yeah.
Right. I've definitely done it, but I can't think about a time that I've gotten a paper and a pen out and written it down.
You hear all these... I don't know what to call them, social media influencer. They make your vision board, make it visual, find pictures, write out your lists and goals and phrases. That's a lot.
My goal will be, my first goal will be not waste time cutting out pictures.
There you go. There you go.
I remember back in as a freshman at Baylor, going through, I guess it's still called Welcome Week. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Except it's not a week, really. It's just a...
Welcome Days.
Welcome Days, whatever. We had a whole week because we didn't do all the fun things that students do today, although it was fun. And I remember our little mini group of, 10 or 12 people that were in that little group. We were asked to write down our goals for our freshman year, and we put them in an envelope, and we gave them to our leader, and they were going to mail them to us at the end of the year. Of course, you write down some things and you forget about them. So I think it is important that you list those goals out, and you need to be specific about those goals. You can't, in our business, maybe one a goal somebody might write down very loosely would be save for the future.
Yep.
Well, that's vague, right?
Very, very vague, yeah.
And it's part of everybody's goals.
Save for what? Maybe it's pay down debt. Well, what does that mean? They should be specific to that goal. It could be, I need to save $20,000 for a down payment on a new house.
Yeah. Well, one of our questions that we always ask, and I always hear you asking in our client meetings dealing with retirement, Mark, is you say, "What is this money for?"
Yeah, and your money has to be has to have a purpose. The whole aspect of just saving for the sake of saving is not good enough.
Right.
We've been blessed with the resources that God's given us, and we should use them wisely. Some of it should be used for potentially saving. But here's the point we're trying to make. You need to write down your goals, and they need to be specific. They need to have to be in terms of things like, I need to save that down payment for a house. But it not just $20,000, it's $20,000 by when.
Right. I think it's also important in this writing down stage to let your imagination wander, right?
Oh yeah, of course.
Dreams.
Yeah, think about your dreams.
You need to have dreams, and one of the fun things that we task our clients to do, and it applies to any situation, whether you're near retirement or you're just starting out as a married couple, or maybe you're just out of college, is we, you know, jokingly kind of tell them, like, sit on your back porch and watch the sunset with your favorite beverage and talk about the future.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are, you and your lovely wife are newlyweds still.
Yep.
I mean, do you all ever dream about the future?
Yeah, all the time.
And we won't actually ask you to get into those specific goals. It may be personal, but yeah, of course you do. And I'm sure all of us do in some capacities dream about the future and have goals in mind. You need to write them down, but they need to be broken down into different categories, if you will.
Right. So our second point for today is to consolidate and refine those goals. After they've been written down, you've been imagining and dreaming a little bit, consolidate them and refine them.
Okay. So an example here may be if you had a big goal of reducing your debt, you need to try to talk about that a little bit more and get more specific. You know, maybe it's I need to reduce my debt by paying off the gas credit card.
Yep.
Or your retail card that you have. So be specific about those, and then talk about a little bit about do any of these things work together? Are there savings goals that can work together?
Yeah, Matt, we've talked about college planning and that kind of stuff. I'm sure a lot of students need to set goals on how to reduce their student debt, yeah, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, we're talking about consolidate and refine. It's almost like an organization of the goals, because you may be trying to reach a similar goal in a few different places, and the thought process is to simplify to make this goal to be a little bit easier to achieve.
Right. So then after you consolidate and refine, our third point for this episode is to prioritize.
So some goals are going to be more important than others, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So you need to break that list into indispensable goals, important goals, and likes and wants and stuff like that, and then just future dreams, right?
Yeah, so there's some things that absolutely need to be taken care of, and then there's some things that maybe are a little bit less necessary.
Yeah, have y'all ever had anything that was an indispensable goal? I mean, it could be, you know, making sure I'm able to provide for sending my kids to the doctor. And things of that nature. I remember I had one that I felt very strongly about early in our marriage, and that was to for us to tithe on a regular basis. And, you know, I think that was real important to us, and we described that as an indispensable goal because we felt that giving back to God or giving back to the church was an act of obedience, and we wanted to do that.
Yeah, so everybody starts somewhere, and I know in my first year of marriage, I was in grad school, we were trying to make it, and everything was just fine, but an indispensable goal that I had was to, at the end of every month, to have enough money left over to pay all the bills and not be in the negative. Mm-hmm. And we were always able to do that, but it was a goal that we laid out, and we were able to do it.
And that's almost, I hear you talking about, that's an ongoing goal. You may achieve it, and okay, we're starting over. We're going to have the same goal for this next time period, while some goals may be a one-time thing.
So indispensable goals are just goals you have to have in order to survive, right? So
yeah.
And there's important goals, like maybe it's saving for retirement, sending a child to college, maybe buying a home. Those are very important goals. You need to write those down.
Yeah, it's always going to be different depending on your age too, right?
Exactly. And next you want to focus on, break that list down further into likes and wants. Like, I would like to take my family on a vacation every summer, but every year I may not be able to do that depending on how finances are going.
Yep.
And then finally in that category is really future dreams. Those are where you get to dreaming about the future. Wouldn't it be great? I know my wife and I have talked about, wouldn't it be great if when we retire, we get all the kids out of the house? Well, not retired. I don't ever want to retire, but get all the kids out of the house and get rid of some of the responsibilities.
That's a good goal.
Yeah, just get them out the door. There's many ways to do that, but our ideal way is to get them through college and get them out and on their own and being productive adults. But you know what our dream is to, you know, do we buy an RV and travel the country? Do we, you know, go sit in a cabin somewhere next to a babbling brook? All those are future dreams, and we talk about those things, and you know, how do we prepare for those things?
So our next point for our financial goals is to quantify your top five goals. So further consolidating and narrowing down to the most important five.
So yeah, if you can't quantify the goal, then you can't pursue it effectively. So if you can't determine what your top goal is, top five, and stick to those goals and achieving them, you'll never achieve that. What's the old saying that, it, you know, 100% of goals that are never made are never achieved? Is that, I'm butchering the quote, but you've got to decide what's the most important. What are the top five goals?
So a quantifiable goal in the book here is save $75 per month for a family vacation next summer.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a good example.
Well, and we're talking about prioritizing too. If you're married and have to share those discussions and thoughts and goals with your, you know, spouse, that can be a very tricky thing because you may not have the same priorities. And so a lot of discussion and visiting and that's where prioritizing comes in. It becomes more rising to the top, become more important.
Yeah.
I know I've talked to Ron Blue personally many times, and he's not in this particular book, but I know he and his wife take an annual day away, and it's a deliberate, purposeful day where they're away from the office, the house, kids, whatever it may be. All their kids are grown, but they go and review their goals from the previous year. And then they talk about goals for the future, and they just kind of have a general kind of annual report like a company might do, you know, revenue report, how we do, whether, and just kind of do that. So I think it's important that people think about those, because it's that important that you share that with your spouse. If you are single, you may want to think about someone that can help you be accountable to yourself, and those are important. And I think a lot of things, one thing really that people need to remember is that some of these goals may be stretch goals in your mind that are maybe they're barriers to you, but I'm reminded of Hebrews 11:6 that says, remember, without faith is impossible to please God. And I encourage you to pray about these and let God handle them, you know?
Yeah, it seems like quantifying these goals and laying them out is a lot easier to do if you're able to get away and avoid those distractions, not have yourself being pulled in so many different directions. If you could just take a moment or a half day or a day, maybe even a weekend, and go out and review your goals, I think that's a great way to start.
Sure. And I think, guys, there's a list in this book of the financial goal setting topics. Let's make sure we attach it to the podcast notes so that people can see that and use that as a guide for trying to set those goals. And if you get stuck on any of these, folks, it would be a good idea if you just give our office a call. That number is 800-491-4508. There's a number of financial representatives in our office that can help answer your questions and guide you spiritually along those lines.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite things to do here is talk to people about their goals and what they want to do with their money and how to get there, right?
Yep.
Well, folks, I think that about wraps it up. Matt and Jesse, anything you want to add for this episode?
No, I think to me what speaks loud is just clarifying those things. Have goals, have a purpose, have a measuring stick.
Yeah, it might not be the cool or the easy thing to do, but really setting those quantifiable goals, writing them down, can get you very far.
So as soon as we're done recording this podcast, we're going to sit down and write down some goals for ourselves here in the office. So we encourage you to do the same. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Spend Life Well Show.